Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, you sound a little bit more like yourself.
How are you, Gittel?
How are you feeling?
I'm better, better.
We had no idea you were sick, and when I heard you over the speakerphone and your father got off the phone, I said, who was that?
Yeah.
And that's when he told me that you sounded nothing like yourself. You sound much more like yourself. But
actually, my father was the first one I told. I guess I told him too early, so...
I guess he didn't realize the gravity of it.
He said
Benny said he wasn't feeling well. Okay, but
actually, he was the first one I told. But it's a good thing. You know what? It's all for the better.
right.
For this way, you didn't know until it was basically over. So. I was really sick, and I'm really, really sick. Very, really.
You're very sick and very worried and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I wasn't very worried. We
would have been, so maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It worked out right. Yeah. I'm calling because your dad is preparing for his shiur. He's late for it. His phone is... for some reason didn't charge over Shabbat, so it's
okay.
In the charging dock, so I'm just a messenger to let you know the status.
I just called to make sure that everything's fine.
Everything is fine. I will report back to your dad that your voice sounds more like Benny Hexter, mm-hmm. not like some other creature.
I had a very, very congested... airways.
Who knows?
Maybe I had corona. They won't test me. They won't look at me.
But I guess you're one of those younger, healthy people that that weathered it okay.
If so, it's very annoying that I'm never going to even know,
Right.
Okay, no. Right. So maybe I saw it. We had a crazy Shabbos this Shabbos.
What happened?
Nothing. We were at home. Everybody all shot it.
But everybody's in different places? Is that it?
No, only Yoav and me. Yoav is in Bidud.
Okay. Yeah.
I put myself in Bidud, even though I'm not supposed to.
Right. Yocheved has two kids in Bidud.
All of Efrat, I hear, is in Bidud.
Pardon?
I heard that all Efrat.
All Efrat? I wasn't aware of all Efrat.
That's what I think Ronit mentioned today. Maybe she didn't mean all Efrat, but people, we are so used to the system that we're Yael has a kid. My daughter Yael is
right.
Menachem. She takes care of a kid who mm-hmm. lives in Efrat, who happens to have cancer. Cancer doesn't go mm-hmm. away when you have corona. And
mm-hmm.
his parents and all of them are in Bidud. And he needs to get tomorrow to the hospital to get his chemo. and it's crazy. Oh,
and her family's in Bidud?
Her family, all in our entire family, each and every one of them is in Bidud.
Wow.
I had
a very stressful week because I had two grandchildren who were here who needed to get back to the States. One, the school or the school's travel agent, whatever it was, arranged for it.
Yeah.
And the other one, who is here at the Hebrew University, she scheduled herself even before the actual thing got terrible, scheduled herself on her regular round trip ticket via Turkey with a 4-hour layover in Istanbul. I said, no, that's not going to happen.
No.
So I got on the phone trying to get her a flight out, and I was willing to pay a fortune for a one-way ticket. And then I tried to do it earlier. And then her sister's ticket was...
One minute. What airline did she take?
El Al.
El Al still flies to New York?
El Al is flying. United is still flying.
How much did the ticket cost?
I booked her a ticket for $13.45. One way.
That's not so terrible. It could be worse. It could be
worse. Sure, it could be worse because the next day it was 1900.
Yeah.
And,
but what is she going to do? Is she going to be doing
no,
what
no,
she
no, no,
do?
No, 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 no. So finally. Well, then the school found an earlier, then the seminary found an earlier flight for Leora, and she was leaving Thursday night. So I started scrambling to try to get her, to try to get the other one on the same flight.
Well,
3 days of really almost nonstop contact with El Al, and you can't get to so easily, so you have to wait for callbacks. And your father was extremely helpful. Baruch Hashem, they're both home, but Tinek is in lockdown.
Tinek did in lockdown, yeah.
Tinek is in lockdown. And they did it before the government even stepped in, the rabbinical council.
Isn't it unbelievable that the flight is full?
It was full.
Unbelievable.
It was full. My friend who left a week ago, she's not a Shomeret Shabbat, she left Shabbat morning, and it was not full, I guess, because it was Shabbat. She had originally booked another flight, and she got the last seat. But then, anyway, things are in flux constantly. Prices are constantly moving. I was willing to pay the $1,900 for the earlier ticket.
Yeah.
And, those are pretty steep prices for round trip.
Very steep.
Not for round trip, for one way.
Very steep. So that, you know, it would be a ludicrous price, like $5,000 or something.
But then for a nanosecond, I saw a price under $700, and I grabbed it. I figured I'll just cancel the other one. I'll deal with it. Yeah. I grabbed it, but I couldn't book it online.
Why?
It wouldn't let me through. I could click on it, but it wouldn't take me to the next step.
That's annoying.
So there was another phone call trying to, trying to book it. But they did honor that price ultimately.
Well, at least you weren't bored.
Well, the stress level is not good. I don't think I was ever that stressed and feeling it physically, reacting viscerally to it. It was, anyway, it's over. Shabbos came middle.
Yeah.
Now it's a nice, relaxing day. We had a very nice Shabbat. And,
But my father davened at home, or?
Yes, of course. We davened together. Mixed seating. Can you imagine? We spent a long time, just same amount of time as if we had been in shul, and you thought it was really once very funny because at one point in the service in our shul, somebody says, "Please be seated,"
there's
some announcement. So after that point, he says, "Please be seated," and proceeded to make announcements.
Yeah, so,
it was funny.
So by us, we also did the same thing. Yoav was in his room, and I was in my room, and the rest of the family was in his third room. And Yoav was the chazan, kind of. So he did the same thing. You see, he has his grandfather's genes. He said, after Kabbalah Shabbat, he said, all right, the shir...
it's kind of nice,
tomorrow.
Wasn't it, Benny? It's a kind of nice experience, isn't it, for the nuclear family to be like that, traveling together?
Yeah. He says no kid is going to take place tomorrow, so.
Exactly. Oh, wait till I tell your father. That's funny. He's the gene skip generation, huh?
Yeah. Okay, you know.
Okay, glad to hear you sounding good, Benny.
Tell my father he's getting cool. Okay.
Yeah. I hear him now in the other room. He just started this year.
Okay. Whenever.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Take good care. Bye-bye.